this flyover clip.
Kim Clement was not a fearful man.
No, he wasn't.
He was not a retreat guy. He leaned into all the mysteries of God and never questioned God's goodness. You know, it's like there, God's always speaking and has a way.
So I personally believe that he walked into heaven as a martyr. I've known their family for a long time. The heaviest prophecies that he gave were at the end of his life. He was meeting with the intelligence agencies. These are probably the same people that, you know, they called him a modern Nostradamus. I mean, really foolish. I have clips in this thing that I put together where I began listening because he would have all these little private commentaries about meeting with our intelligence agency people. And it almost, we've had some real shameful people in really high places of authority. He met with the Bushes frequently, and I would describe it like this. I'm going to be careful how I phrase this, but like he desired to like these people. But like if you've ever met people that you really wanted to like them, but they just really were just not likable people.
They say you kind of never meet your heroes. Sometimes that's kind of true. It's like was not what he thought, maybe.
Well, I think deeper than that. Like I think that I think he knew that these people were just, I just don't think any of them were good people. And I think he knew that. And I think that they would view it like they have all of these intelligence secrets, and he would much more view it like it burdens me to even spend time with them.
You've done a lot of work. Now, your relationship with Kim goes back to when you were 16 years old.
I want to just state one more time that I think it really bothered him. And I would bet it's the same sets of people who he hated meeting with that in the end, they're, you know, all the things, you're Nostradamus. You want to tell us some secrets? Oh, he knows our dark plan. We got to go kill him now. I've seen that just foolish.
Yeah.
People running important crap. And that's all they do is just like the devil, just like we talked earlier about. We tell lies, and then when somebody finds our lies, because they're not brilliant, right? And they're actually sitting in there with Kim, and they're the first ones to know that the prophecies are real because they're, you know, he knows all our dark plans. And that's why he would get so passionate after he would talk about them and say, don't you tell me what I can do and say and don't. Don't say and don't. And he would phrase it like, and I even had these people in my home. And I, you know, and not in an arrogant way, but like, you know, because most people should be excited that you've got the CIA or the FBI and they want your advice. But Kim was like, you know, they were on my chairs and, you know, like the kind of feeling you would have, like when you met with people that you really just think are greasy and slimy. And I don't, and I hope there were good people in the mix of those. I mean, I'd like to believe that. And they're probably, I'm sure that they were, but.
And we're going to set up a clip that you've
yeah,
got.
Go ahead.
But also you did a large piece of work that tied together chronologically a lot of the history of Kim's words and tied them into the word. Now we regularly have, not regularly, but quite a few times we've had Dawn A. on the show, and she's doing an unbelievable job of keeping those words alive, of curating that content and giving it context against world events. Now, we started with pre-flood world, we went to flood, you know, all the way, but like what's going on in our modern world, God has answers for us, not surprised, but I want to kind of bring it back to your hat. It's on all of your work, all your pieces, but that is, truth is in the journey.
Let me tie that into what I, okay, so, the, and that's just a gut thing that I feel, that he was, walked into heaven a martyr. But in doing that, one of the reasons that you would take somebody's life is because you thought that killing him would stop him from telling everybody the prophecies, because that's the way that works, right? If you
can shut him up,
I'll stop God.
It makes it go away if he shuts up. No. At the point that he walked into heaven, whether he was a martyr or not, he had given all of the words that the Lord had intended for him to give in his life. And they do. They create a, in my view, they create a patchwork, and I might not get it right. What did I've got stuff wrong with these products? If you have to ask, has it happened yet? It hasn't happened yet. But as I begin,
that's a good point right there.
Yeah, yeah. If you have to ask and then it hasn't happened, and some of them are substantial. The clip you're about to play in a minute talks about the wall that won't be completed and their long-term plan and their, you know, all of these things. And we'll look at that in a second. But I began to realize, just like Donna has, that these tapes that span a decade or more, but particularly in the last 5 years of his life, he was seeing the same things over and over from these different lines of what would happen. And they all kind of connect with each other. And you can have it a little bit off this way or that way or the other way, but you can easily establish in these prophecies, even to the darkest atheist. I mean, if you can convince, I mean, the CIA or the FBI seem convinced. If they weren't convinced, then why is he dead? Only a few people in the world got a brain cancer like his, and the first thing that happened was he couldn't speak anymore. And that was the, you know, right?
Yeah.
He's meeting with the Bushes and the, where were these important people at his funeral? Where was he at? So if you call him because you need to know all the secrets of the world and whatever else, and he seemed unhappy when they left, well, if you're meeting with him for many, many years to get advice from him weekly or monthly and give him encrypted emails, and if the Bushes are, hey, boy, come over here and tell us some more them Nostradamus things. we got us in Nostradamus. So if you're willing to call him for that, where were you guys at his funeral, all you important, powerful people? And
that's a great question.
These are just actual basic questions. Right?
And that's a good impersonation too of W.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
a lot of people have had a different view of him maybe than what they did, you know, a few years ago.
I did too at the time. I really, you know, I did too. I wanted to like these people. I think that Kim knew that I think they're serious, you know, and I have no idea what they are, nor do I want to know. I'm kind of with you on the statement that I'm not fascinated by their darkness and dirt. And by the way, when I come to find out about their darkness and dirt, it's offensive to me that anybody has dare called themselves Illuminati or had some insinuation because, so to lie and then to murder when you get caught because your lie wasn't even good enough that anybody could believe you makes you an Illuminati? No, it doesn't. And that's part of the reason that none of this
almost glorifies it, makes it seem special.
If you walked, oh, man, I'll tell you one of the reasons that none of this is going to work for their little plans and stuff is because if you were Satan, how great of an argument would you have before God if you took this set of people and said, this is what I had to work with at the end times? Are you serious? Are you joking? Think about that logically. Go through the list of people that are all the ones that everybody cries and screams about on all these things. Do you really think that Satan is about to march that cast of people up and said, this is what I had to work with at the end of it all with a straight face?
That's a good point.
That's a dud. That's a firecracker that didn't go off. And when you do learn, about their dark plans, it's almost, it's not embarrassing on them. It's embarrassing any of us ever believed or listened to any of them.
There's a lot of words of that there will be a point where we get to say, is this the one that terrified the nations?
Yeah, yeah. And in those Kim Clement things, there's one part where you're getting to the end of this because the worst punishment possible is coming for a whole list of people, if these prophecies be true. And this is what that worst punishment is. It's to watch all of the people you thought you were going to make them eat bugs and all this, put them in smart cities. And those are the ones that, you know, that live, that didn't, you know, get lucky enough to die under a Chinese missile or whatever. But you were going to do all these things to them and take all the last from them. And what will happen instead is these people's very names will be a thing of shame and scorn in the future.
Our founding fathers evolved the idea that you and I have within ourselves the God-given right and the ability to determine our own destiny. But freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
Have you ever wondered about ancient civilizations or the moon landing, chemtrails, the Nephilim, demons? Those are all things that fascinate me. Decided to use our platform of the Flyover Conservative podcast and create a new show called Conspiracy Conversations. Every Saturday morning, we get together with some of the brightest minds in the world that have spent thousands of hours on a topic, churning through the research, looking at things. They've traveled, they've been to the locations, they're looking for the truth because they're as curious as you and I are about what's true. What is really true about our past, where we came from, where we are, and where we're going? We don't bring on guests to iron out their wrinkles and find out the things that we disagree on, no more than I go to the grocery store and try to put everything in the whole store in my cart. I just try to walk out with better ideas than I had when I walked in. If you got something inside you that's like, what about that? I don't even know if I agree, but I would like to hear them out. If you have an open mind and a curious heart, we've got a show for you every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, conspiracyconversations.com.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.